Well, NATO is expected to agree plans to create a rapid reaction force of 5,000 troops, which would be ready to deploy to Eastern Europe within 48 hours. It's also spending at least $1.7 billion on new unmanned spy planes or drones.
As we look at a digital age where the warfighter realizes both in his civilian life and in his duty life the importance of information technology, he treats the computer as part of his weapon cache that he uses to employ against the enemy.
From a remote Norwegian airbase, NATO has been carrying out its biggest test yet of its ability to gather and share intelligence.
And this is the nerve center where they're getting fed all that information, either from satellites or spy planes or drones or listening stations on the ground. It's the kind of intelligence cell they'd need to track, for example, Russian military movements on the border with Ukraine, or to try to spot those missing schoolgirls abducted in Nigeria.
The challenge is how to share all this information, especially when it involves different nations operating different systems. This trial aims to break down the digital divide to get the technology to speak the same language.
When a NATO operation kicks off, you don't know who's going to show up, you don't know what nations are going to be available, you don't know what capabilities they're going to bring, and so the idea is to have a common set of procedures, a common set of processes, and then train all the individuals who are going to potentially be serving in those roles so when they show up, regardless of what nation they're from, they can perform those roles the same.
The military believe all this intelligence will make targeting more accurate and limit collateral damage, though ultimately it's still about directing the use of lethal force, whether from land, air or sea. Even in a digital age, they'll still be using bombs and bullets.